My father and the quail. Our name in Gaelic is beautiful singer. At least, that's what my father once told me upon returning from a business trip in L.A., that he had sat on a park bench beside an Englishman whose first name was our last, and who, after introductions, leaned and whispered our meanings into my father's ear. For years I believed this, but now, when I think of my father, I see him kneeling in white autumn sunlight, on one knee, with a gun pressed to the head of a snake. It seems preposterous, but it's true, a day I had lost until college, an art survey in some darkened auditorium, when the works of Brego clicked past on the luminous screen. It's how the moment was. Heavy lines are on the mouth as he tightens each muscle in his face, pencil marks of anguish beneath the wincing eyes. Bragel, because my father's actions call forth the chaos of memory, motif, conjures all the children we knew whose deaths meant some greater cruelty. The hemophiliac's tonsillectomy, the boy riding his bike too fast to the quarry's edge, the girl swimming with her mouth full of food, and his other son, born too early to bear our name, will be drawn by the veins of the last clinging leaf above his head. The snake, swollen with quail, isn't going anywhere for weeks, slow digesting as the air cools with winter. So dramatic, a father, a gun, a bullet about to pass through a snake's flat, black head and into the forest floor. The name of the etching will be My Father and the Quail, and for years scholars will debate the meaning, ask, why shoot a snake when a shovel would do, and where are the quail? But I've told you, the baby quail, all four, swell lumps down the snake's dark length. Freshly hatched that morning, my father, early walking through woods behind our house, came upon them testing their legs among wet eggshells, autumn leaves, four ocean blue puffballs that must have seemed like a vision at his feet. He woke me, but when we got there, the snake, four lumps. How long had it watched the nest, waiting, or the gun no one knew about, patient in the back of the closet our whole lives, to utter its single word and then die again? The mother quail is in the upper left corner, silent, back turned to the scene, her black eye so still it seems of stone. It's like the story of our name, of beautiful singer. Each time I tell it, it seems less true. And after years of not knowing, what would it matter if our name meant something further, meant a voice raised up beyond speech, a voice that knows precisely how to send air from that dark chamber. I don't live any differently, but hear it and dream all the things I carry with me, things I know nothing about. A song, a gun, some quail, the echo lifting up into the bare white arms of autumn trees.